At that point, he called Jobs to make sure he understood. The board had given final approval of his reorganization plan, which would proceed that week. Gasset would take over control of Jobs' beloved Macintosh, as well as other products, and there was no other division for Jobs to run. Scully was still somewhat conciliatory. He told Jobs that he could stay on with the title of board chairman and be a product visionary with no operational duties. But by this point, even the idea of starting a skunk works such as Apple Labs was no longer on the table. It finally sank in. Jobs realized there was no appeal, no way to warp the reality. He broke down in tears and started making phone calls to Bill Campbell, Jay Elliott, Mike Murray, and others. Murray's wife Joyce was on an overseas call when Jobs phoned, and the operator broke in saying it was an emergency. "It had better be important," she told the operator. "It is," she heard Jobs say. When her husband got on the phone, Jobs was crying. "It's over," he said. Then he hung up.